Let's go to our scripture reading this morning, to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter is a New Testament book, and we're going to go to chapter 5. We kind of started here last week, and we're going to continue here today. 1 Peter chapter 5, and this morning I am going to read verses 1 through 4. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. If you have your place in your Bible, let me hear you say amen. Let's stand while God's word is being read. I am just going to read four verses here this morning, and it's what we read last week. Verse number one. To the, and this is Peter, the Apostle Peter speaking. He says this: to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Let's go to God in prayer here this morning. Father, we pray here this morning that once again, the words of your scriptures, your word, Lord, will penetrate our hearts, that your word will transform us in some way here this morning. And we all probably need something different here, Lord, and I have no clue what that is, but you do. Use your word to transform us here today, to make us a little more Christ-like in our walk. We give you the praise for this transformation. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated here this morning. We are in a new sermon series that I started last week called Shepherd the Flock. And I have titled today's message, A Healthy Church. And you'll notice that I have switched to a green background here in our presentation. So 2020 is going to have a green background instead of the blue background. Most of you know me very well by now. I've been here 12 years. There is nothing more important to me than what church must be. I'm a pretty black and white person when it comes to the Word of God. And the Word of God has a lot to say about church, and it has a lot to say about church people. And I get upset, sometimes really upset, when I see church deviating from what church must be. Not what it should be, what it must be, as outlined by the Word of God. But on the other hand, I get pretty excited when I see church and churches and church denominations being what they must be. And that is where this sermon series is going to be going. In this scripture text that we read here today, the Word of God commands the elder, or the shepherd, or the leader of this church, in this case, me, to shepherd the flock. That would be you. And to watch over you. I have a responsibility, and it is a command. So let's do a quick review from last week. What did we talk about last week? Let's put that slide up here. It says this: a man who serves as an elder, number one, and this is from the text, is willing to do so. Not that he must do so, but he's willing to do so. And he can't be hesitant, and he cannot be reluctant to do so. Number two, is eager to serve the flock, to serve the people that the Lord has given him. Number three, does not usurp his authority over others. It's not about anybody being power hungry in the church. We're all in this boat together, folks. And number four, does not do this for dishonest gain, or those two words that I love saying last week, does not do it for filthy lucre. No, person doesn't do it for dishonest gain. And so that's our review from last week. And today, I want to take our time here this morning to talk about us. I want to talk about Beech Grove Christian Church. I want to talk about who we are. I want to talk about where we have been and I want to talk about where we are going. So today's message is going to be a whole lot more informational than what it will be spiritual or theological. But I want everyone in here to know and to understand who we are. What is Beech Grove Christian Church all about? And I remember that there was a movie out several years ago, and it was about a college or a university in West Virginia called Marshall. And the name of the movie was We Are Marshall. And it was right after, I believe, one of their sports teams had fatally all perished in a terrible airplane accident. But their motto was, We Are Marshall. Well, I want us to know, we are Beech Grove Church, something that we need to be proud of. So let's talk about who we are, where we've been a little bit, but more than that, where we need to be and where we need to go. So here's just some facts about Beech Grove Christian Church. We are a Protestant church. We are not Roman Catholic. We were formerly, at one time, associated with a denomination called the Disciples of Christ. But this church defected from that liberal denomination several years before I ever arrived here. That was a very, very good move on the part of this church. Thank you, church, for doing that before I ever got here. In my words, there is no place for liberalism and there is no place for unbiblical doctrine within a church. And that means, since we are not affiliated with any denomination, we are non-denominational here. We are not affiliated with any Presbyterian, any Protestant denomination. And that can be good and that can be bad. Let's talk about the good first. That can be good in the fact that we are not obligated to follow a doctrinal statement of hierarchy. But more than that, we do not have to pay any money or apportionments, as some churches may call it, to a denominational hierarchy. We are completely autonomous here at Beech Grove Church. Any tithes and offerings that we receive in our offering, they all stay right here, and we distribute them as we see fit. The building that you are in, it's a beautiful building, this building and grounds is all paid for. We don't owe anybody anything, okay? That's good. If you're thinking, are we going to start a building campaign? No, we're not. We're going to stay here. Why should we leave what God has given us? Amen? It's a beautiful place we got. But being non-denominational can be bad in the fact that the teaching and theology can go to any liberal extreme with virtually no sense of checks or balances, except what you, the congregation, may bring to my attention. But in my 12 plus years here, that has never been the case. Have we had disagreements about certain things? Of course we have. Not everyone's going to believe everything that I tell them, and I understand that. But I do need to say this. I love this church. I love the people in this church. I believe good and blessed things happen in Beech Grove Church. We are a blessed congregation. And I say this, and I continue to be excited to be able to be called your pastor, your shepherd. And this morning, I want to share three separate segments of a church that is a church that is a healthy church. I keep on hitting that button, don't I? A healthy church. Let's look at three segments, and these are in your bulletins. They're pretty straightforward. Let's look at this. Number one, three segments of a healthy church. What makes a church a healthy church? Not all churches are healthy, my friends. They're not. And we're going to look at ourselves. We're going to do a self-examination of Beech Grove Church, and let's determine, are we a healthy church or not? Number one segment of a healthy church has an administrative board that conducts business wisely. Now, even though I have the word conducts in bold and underlined there, that is not the key word in that sentence. The key word in that sentence would be what word? Wisely. Thank you. It's a church administrative board that conducts the church business wisely. Every church has an administrative side. And every month here at Beech Grove Church, these men and women on the Beech Grove Christian Church Board, we meet to make administrative decisions concerning the health of this church. We meet every second Sunday, and we will meet next Sunday, immediately after our worship service. Tell you a little bit about the board. The Beech Grove Church Board consists of people and committees who make this church run smoothly. We have a chairman who leads our meetings. We have a treasurer who oversees the general fund. We have a building committee who oversees the building and the maintenance of the building, a cemetery committee who oversees our church cemetery, which is right up the road, and any of the funds associated with that. We have a clerk who keeps an ongoing list of our members, and we have a historian who searches and records the history of this church. And we have a recording secretary who records the minutes of every meeting. And we have one elder who sits on the church board, and that would be myself. As of our last meeting, which was in December 8th of 2019, the total amount of money, and this is public information, anybody knows this, total amount of money we have in our three funds amounts to $124,064.58. Yes, Beech Grove, we are a blessed church. And I say this quite often. Beech Grove Christian Church is a very generous church. We give. We give financially because we understand that Jesus says it is more blessed to give than to receive. And we give because we understand that you reap what you sow. We do. And for some reason, we always seem to have more money in these accounts than what we seem to take in. That's God's math, and I haven't figured that out in the 12 years that I've been here yet. But I don't ever want to see this church cease being a generous church and giving away and doing what we do so well. Since we are a small church, we are fortunate that most of the time we do not have to make real big decisions. But decisions do need to be made. And decisions are made about the repairs and the maintenance of our church and the grounds. And decisions are made about the best use of our finances and the resources that we take in. Who can we give these resources to? And I am convinced that this administrative board that we have in this church here today makes very wise decisions. So just real briefly, I ask, if you are on the church board, I want you to stand so the rest of the congregation knows exactly who you are. So if you're on the church board, who are you? Come on, stand up here this morning. All right. We have Kay Campbell over here. We have Everett Campbell right there. We have Donna Falls and Romy Falls. We have Joyce Ray. We have Roger Turner. We have Daryl there in the back. And Kim Lipscomb is not with us here today. She's on the church board. Teresa Dudley is also on the church board. Joni Bell is also on the church board. I want to thank you for your service to this church and making the wise decisions that you made. Thank you for being who you are. Miss Cindy, you were standing over there too.
I'm sorry.
She's on church board. Okay. All right. Kay, you may be seated. Thank you, each and every one of you, for your continuous service to this church. I know it takes time out of your time, but you do a fantastic job. I appreciate you because a lot of things that happen on that church board, I'm glad that there are people like you out there who can make these decisions because that is not my gift. So thank you for what you do. I say this, a church will not and does not survive without a strong administrative backbone. And when we cease being that type of church board, then we will cease to be a healthy church. So once again, thank you, administrative board. Number two, the second segment of a healthy church, a congregation that cares for others. This second segment of a church is you. It's our congregation, the people who show up here week after week. Folks, I have been part of a large church. I have been part of a medium-sized church, and I have been part of a small church, sort of like what we have here. Each church size has advantages and it has disadvantages. We do not have a great number of people here at Beech Grove Church to do a variety of ministries. But that's not who we are, and I believe that that's okay. But what we do offer, we do well. And we know that we don't offer everything to everybody. But what we do, again, I think we do very well. And one of the best things that we have to offer as a church is you. Each and every one of you that's sitting out there. It is you who makes our visitors feel welcome on a Sunday morning when they show up. It is you who prays for others when certain situations and people need pray for. And it is you who encourages others when others need encouraging. It is you who cares for others. This is a very caring church. But one of the best things that I see as a pastor looking at the people here is this. There's no one in here who feels like they are any better than the next person. Nobody. There are no cliques. There are no social circles. As I see it, we are all, and you are, a body of believers who show up on a Sunday morning to do what we're supposed to do on a Sunday morning, and that's worship God in truth and in spirit. And that's what we do. And a church will not and does not survive without a caring congregation. And when we ever cease being a caring congregation, then we will cease being a healthy church. So, three segments of a healthy church: an administrative board that conducts business wisely, a congregation that cares for others, and the third segment, I hate to talk about myself, but I kind of have to talk about myself, is a pastor or a shepherd who is concerned for his flock. Now, the third segment I want to talk about is me, your pastor. I have been appointed by God to be a shepherd to this flock. I am to guard you. I am to protect you. And I am to lead you to greener pastures as outlined by this, the Word of God. So I want to take a few minutes here this morning to talk about my ministry here at Beech Grove Church. Just a little bit of history. I preached my first sermon here on October the 21st, 2007. And I still remember that morning. I walked in. I sat right there, kind of where I still sit today. Walked into this church, and I was greeted by a young man named Philip Thompson that morning. I introduced myself. He introduced himself. And we got into a little bit of a casual conversation there. And I asked him, I said, what denomination is this church? Because I was invited here that morning just to fill the pulpit, just to preach a message. And he said, well, we're non-denominational. So then I thought, well, I'll get a little bit deeper. I said, well, are you Calvinistic? Or are you Arminian belief church? And he looked at me, he said, I don't know what that means. I just know that we believe the Bible. And that was a great answer. We believe the Bible. But then he said this. Oh, by the way, you're conducting the whole service this morning. Just follow the bulletin. You'll be fine. Yeah, thank you, Phil Thompson. But I was officially made the pastor of this church on January the 27th of 2008. I am now in my 12th year here at Beech Grove Church. I have preached 579 sermons. And I have managed to pay attention through each and every one of them. Just about every sermon that I've ever preached can be found on our Beech Grove Church website in audio form, where you can listen to them or you can download them. Some of the sermons were not taped or recorded, so they are not up there, but most of them are. Do I remember everything from everything that I have ever preached? Absolutely not. I don't, and neither do you. You don't. But that's okay. Have I ever preached the same sermon twice? No, I haven't. But I have gone back and taken bits and pieces from sermons that I have delivered and used them in a new sermon, very similar to what I'm doing today. Have I ever preached someone else's sermon? No, never. Have I ever bought a sermon or a sermon series off the internet or from some other place? No, I haven't. I don't pay for sermons. I believe that genuine sermon preparation and writing comes from following the leading of the Holy Spirit. I sit there, what's my process? You can ask Gail. I'll sit there in my chair, in my office, in my house, and I'll just wait for something to happen. What do you want me to speak on this week? Lord, you know the congregation. You know what our needs are. And I feel like the Holy Spirit leads me to the right words, and I just start typing. I preach Reformed theology, the theology that was laid out by the Protestant reformers back in the 16th and 17th century. It is a God-centered theology, and it is not a man-centered theology. Turn on your TV and watch Christian TV, you see too much man-centered theology on TV. I preach a God-centered theology. I preach that God is sovereign and man is not. Some may think that makes my preaching, that type of preaching, old, boring, and out of date. Well, I prefer to think of it as sound, relevant, and extremely biblical. I do not concern myself with the number of people who show up here on a Sunday morning. There could be 10 of us, or all the pews could be filled. I don't concern myself with that. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. He says, he will build the church on the rock of the gospel message. And that's good enough for me. I concern myself with the rock of the gospel message. I concern myself with the depth of the theology that I preach. And I'll leave it to Jesus to take care of the breadth of the amount of people who show up on a Sunday morning. It's not my concern. We have learned, over the 12 years, we have learned many new and big words. Words such as theodicy and soteriology and propitiation and proliferation and exegesis and eisegesis and context and didactic and cessationism and continuationism and sovereignty and many other words. Folks, we are off the milk and we are into the meat. Does that sound okay? That's where we need to go. If you want to hear a sermon week after week that God loves you, you'll hear that God loves you from here, but you're going to hear a whole lot more than that, okay? If you want to hear God loves you and that's all you want to hear and you don't want your toes tramped on, there's other churches out there, okay? Okay, we go with that? Thank you. We're into the meat, folks. We're into the meat. The word of God is offensive. Jesus says that the word of God is offensive. And it's offensive because the truth matters. The truth divides. The truth will hold one accountable. But the truth will also set you free. It will. If a person sitting in here is offended by anything that I would ever say on a Sunday morning, they have four choices. Choice number one, they can leave and never come back if they choose to do so. Choice number two, they can sit through what I have to say and they can just suck it up. Number three, they can start a process of removing me from being the pastor of this church. Or number four, the best option, they can sit through what I speak and they can allow the word of God to change them from the inside out. They can be transformed by the word of God because that's what the word of God does. As I've said here many, many times, the word of God will usually make you angry before it'll ever set you free. None of these choices will ever change me from proclaiming what's written in this book. I am not here to please anyone by tickling itching ears. And there have been many a Sunday, I assure you, that I have walked out of here with my own toes tramped on, telling myself, Did you have to preach that today? So the gospel message, or whatever it is that I preach, isn't always just for you. Sometimes I might be the only audience, and that's okay. But folks, we are all here to grow spiritually. That's why we're here. How do I grow in my spiritual walk other than through sermon preparation and preparing for Sunday school? I study trusted preachers from the past like Charles Spurgeon and John Calvin, and I follow modern day preachers like John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, Paul Washer, and Vody Bachum. They're my four favorites. And one last point before we move on, I am commanded by the Word of God to shepherd the flock. That's what I'm commanded to do. We just read it. And a shepherd protects his flock. Two ways I want to mention this here this morning. We will not have church if the weather could jeopardize the safety of anyone in this church. In the 12 years that I have been here, I went and did some research. We have canceled 24 church services over the last 12 years due to bad weather. I am not afraid to call the chairman of the board, whoever that may be, and today it's Everett, and we make a discussion, and I say, what's it like over there? Because I live on the other side of the mountain. We look at the weather, and if it's going to jeopardize anybody's safety, we will cancel the service. And I guarantee you, we will miss more Sundays in the future. But the second thing I want to talk about here this morning is this. What's another way that a shepherd protects his flock? I'm sure you've all probably heard or read or saw on TV what happened in Fort Worth, Texas last Sunday at a Church of Christ church there, where a man walked into a church with a gun and he killed two people. The intruder was then shot and killed by a member of that church, part of that church's security team. Well, that's in Texas. What about us? What about us here at Beech Grove Church? I preached this message back on July the 9th of 2017. It's on the website. If you want to go and listen to the full message, you may. July the 9th, 2017. But I'm going to repeat a whole lot of that here this morning. Here's an excerpt from that message. Here's what I told the congregation at that time 2 years ago. I, along with this church board, will allow any person within this church to carry a concealed weapon onto this church property and into the sanctuary, but only with the proper law-abiding permits. I do not want to know who you may be, nor will you know if I am carrying a concealed weapon or not. I will advise anyone who feels like they need to bring a concealed weapon into this church that it should never be known that you have such a weapon on your person. That's not what we will do here. We will abide by the rules that are established by this church board. And because of the laws of our state, and because of how our governing authorities have defined self-defense, and because of our right to the Second Amendment to bear arms, we will follow Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, and we will submit to those authorities and to those laws. And we will never usurp that authority or that law. So the position of Beech Grove Christian Church on self-defense will be this. If at any time during the assembly of the worshipers within this building or anyone here on our church property, if any member of this congregation believes that we are under immediate threat and we reasonably fear that any innocent party will be killed or be grievously injured or in danger of any sort, we will take the necessary precautions of self-defense to protect this body of believers. We will be responsible adult Christians about this issue. You never know, people, when somebody just may walk into this sanctuary from those doors or from these doors right here and want to do harm to the people who are assembled in this church. I am the shepherd of this church, and I say this, we cannot allow that to happen here at Beech Grove Church. I am convinced that self-defense in such cases is what God would want us to do. If you in any way feel uncomfortable about this decision, I certainly understand. We do not have to agree. I would be willing to talk with you in private about this matter. But I assure you this, this position will not change as long as you have me as the leader of this church. Personally, I would feel far more comfortable to know that someone in here has the means to stop evil aggression. And let's call it what it is. It's evil aggression. To stop someone who wants to do any of us any kind of bodily harm. I'm glad that there are those in here who have my back. And maybe I got yours too. I want Beech Grove Christian Church to be a safe place. A safe place to come in and worship. I am responsible not only to feed you spiritually, the Word of God, but I am responsible to protect you physically and your well-being also. So, are we good? I hope we're good. I hope it never comes to the point where what happened in Fort Worth, Texas, happens in Beech Grove Christian Church. A church does not survive without strong preaching, strong teaching, and strong shepherding. And when I cease being that type of pastor, then we will cease being a healthy church. So where are we going in 2020? We will continue to be an administrative board that conducts the business of the church very wisely. We will be a congregation that cares for others. And we will be, and I will be, a pastor who is concerned about his flock. We will continue as a congregation to care for others by praying for them, by encouraging them, to make every person that walks into this church feel welcome. And I will continue, I promise you, to be a preacher who preaches sound doctrine and not what anybody's itching ears want to hear. And this flock will be protected spiritually, and it will be protected physically. Remember this, a church is not an organization. We are an organism, okay? And organisms must remain healthy if they are going to grow. This church must and will remain healthy. If you are in this church and you've been a part of this church for a while, folks, this is what we must do. If you are new here and you want to be a part of this church, you are certainly welcome to join us here at Beech Grove Christian Church. But I will also tell you, this is what we must and will be. We will be these three things. We will not deviate in the future what we have done so well in the past. All those things that have enabled this church to be a blessed body of believers and a very healthy church. I believe 2020 is going to be another very good and blessed year for Beech Grove Church. And I pray that each and every one of you in here want to be a part of who we are. And now you know a little bit about where we have been and who we are and where we are going. Let's go to God in prayer.